This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Abortion rights advocates outside the Supreme Court building after that bombshell leak of a draft opinion suggesting the High Court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade, the landmark case legalizing abortion. Protesters in Los Angeles briefly got into it with police. Vice President Kamala Harris says women's rights are under attack, and she is pointing a finger at Republicans. The AP's Tim McGuire.
A sharp rebuke from Vice President Kamala Harris.
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body?
Harris says if the court overturns Roe, tens of millions of women will see either severe restrictions or a loss of abortion rights altogether. National Right to Life President Carol Tobias claims it could take years to change state abortion laws.
50 states had the ability to make their own laws.
22 states already have so-called trigger laws to ban or severely restrict abortion that would go into effect if national abortion rights were overturned by the court.
Former President Trump's chosen candidate, J.D. Vance, won the crowded Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Ohio.
Now, this campaign, I really think, was a referendum on what kind of a Republican Party we want and what kind of a country we want.
He'll face Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan in the general election. Ryan easily won his primary last night. The European Union is calling on its 27 member nations to ban Russian oil imports because of Russia's war in Ukraine. Russian forces are now pounding towns in eastern Ukraine, killing and wounding dozens of civilians. They've started storming that devastated steel mill in Mariupol, where Ukrainian fighters are holed up. Here at home, gas is 9 cents a gallon higher today than a week ago. It's $4.22 a gallon. This is AP News. The CDC wants you to keep wearing masks on public transportation.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a statement Tuesday restating their recommendation that anyone ages 2 and older should wear a well-fitting face mask on planes, trains, and buses, as well as in airports and train stations. That's despite a ruling last month from a federal judge in Florida that struck down a national mask mandate on public transportation. The Justice Department is appealing that decision at the CDC's request. Health officials cited the current spread of coronavirus and future projections. The latest data shows high case counts and an uptick in hospital admissions in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, northern Pennsylvania, and much of upstate New York. Despite the increase, there appears to be little appetite among exhausted state and local officials to bring back indoor mask or vaccination card requirements. Jennifer King, Washington.
Employers posted a record 11.5 million job openings last month. There are now two jobs for every unemployed person. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.